Psalms 91, each verse is repeated 5 times. Verse 1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. Psalms 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. 91:2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. 91:2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 3. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 3. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 3. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 3. 91 verse 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 91:4. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5, 91:5. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. 91:5, verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 5. Psalms 91:5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 5, 91:5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 6. 91:6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 91:6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 91:6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 91:6. Psalms, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 91:7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 91:7, Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 91:7, Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Psalms 91:7, 1,000. Psalms 91:7, 1,000. Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 91:8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 91:8. Psalms 91:8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 91:8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Psalms 91:8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 91:8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Psalms 91:8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 91:8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 91:9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Psalms 91:9-10. 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. 91:9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. 91:9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. 91:9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee. There shall no evil befall thee. Verse 10. 91:10, there shall no evil befall thee. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. 91:9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. 91:10, 10th verse. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Verse 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. 91:12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. 91:12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. 91:12. Psalms 91:12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. 91:12. They shall bear thee up in their hands. They shall bear thee up in their hands. They shall bear thee up in their hands. 91:12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. 91:13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. 91:13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. 91:13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Verse 91:13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. 91:13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. 13th verse. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. 91:14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. 91:14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Psalms 91:14, verse 14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. 91:14. Because he hath set his love upon me.